conversation with Liaho Pabo, who is a banker as well as a podcast host of Finance Matters. We're going to be chatting a bit about important conversations that we need to have around money, and also building your credit score, and what we need to be looking out for when we are getting so much information from social media about our finances. Liaho, how are you?
Great, thanks, Kia. How are you doing? Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so, so much. So without any waste of time, let's just get into it. What conversations do you think are important to have around money?
So I think the base starting point for any conversation about money is by first acknowledging our financial situation. And by that I mean where we stand financially and what we can and cannot do with the money that we each possess. I think that level of honesty and transparency is important because that is in fact the actual reality. Once that hurdle has been overcome, we can then start talking about stuff such as personal budgeting and carefully considering income relative to expenses and how to proportion that money effectively in a manner that will ensure that one is able to get to the next payday without running dry. I think setting realistic financial goals is another important conversation that we should all be having. It does not always have to be about saving or investing, but even as simple as aiming to settle debt or paying your bills in a timely manner, or even spending with caution. Those are all financial goals, and I think are equally important. We should have conversations about them as much as we do, like with something such as investing and in saving, for instance.
Absolutely important, and also I like the idea of being realistic when it comes to our financial settings, because sometimes it's not always as easy when somebody tells you, oh, you need to save, because it might not be where you are. And I want to ask, in your experience as a banker, what conversations surrounding money have you noticed people are afraid to have, and how do you think they can open themselves up to those conversations?
Great question. I absolutely love that, because this is actually something that I've unpacked in my latest podcast episode. I think we tend to shy away from talking about what we spend our money on sometimes and whether we are actually good in managing our money. The reason for this, I would say, is because it exposes what we hold dear to heart and what we're actually willing to spend on, whether it is good or bad. I think as people, we're also afraid of openly talking about our debt because we don't want to be painted as financially responsible or even deemed as someone who fails to get by without borrowing any money. And if I can just say, using debt is okay. It is not a debt. For someone to even have the goal to write it off, that, in my opinion, is responsible enough. Finally, I think we also don't talk enough about how personal spending affects your relationships with those around you. If you're down and out because you have been spending too much, no one comes to the party to save you. Life will essentially continue. Your friends will go out and you will stay behind. With regards to opening ourselves up to these topics, I think we cannot open ourselves up to chatting about these topics if we don't first start by accepting our financial background, the upbringing that we are a product of, and the effort that is required to get to where we aspire to be. I think we first need to accept the situation, formulate a plan to move forward, and always just do regular personal check-ins to see if you're still on track and how far you have come.
Yeah, that is so important, because I must admit, personally, there are moments where I just don't want to look at my bank statement because I'm like, yo. You know, just taking accountability on the things that I have spent my money on. And I know one of the essential things as you get older is building your credit score. What advice would you have for newly employed young adults?
So with regards to credit scores, I would really say that we should only use credit if the need arises. So if you have the funds to finance a purchase cash, use them instead so that you don't have to worry about any debt lingering over your shoulder thereafter. The common mistake that most of us make is using credit record as the driver to get credit. Mm-hmm. But is there an actual need for it? Half of the time you find out there is not. For example, you look at people who open clothing accounts to build a credit record. Some of them, something of that nature, rather, can be bought cash, in my opinion. If you're going to source debt, rather use it for something that you truly need. Perhaps a bond or vehicle finance. You seldom have that type of money readily available.
Yeah.
And that's perhaps when you can then consider using credit.
But in a situation where, obviously, because you need to prove that you've been paying and you are a faithful payer, what would you advise would be, you know, the right or the sensible space space to kind of create credit in order to actually be able to purchase bigger items like a car or a house?
Sure. So, Kia, in terms of what I would advise, or like what would be the earliest time for one to start building his or credit record, honestly, there's no specific age, to be honest. There's no specific time to start. And I would say as soon as you feel ready, or go as far as your circumstances allow you.
Mm.
From my personal experience, I only started using credit once I was done with university, but that is because my circumstances as a student did not require for me to get credit.
Yeah.
You see, so as some people may not be as fortunate. As an upside though, if you do get to start early, they end up building their credit score much earlier than anyone else would if they start taking it up once they start working.
Yeah. And of course, we live in the world of social media, and we receive so much financial advice from FinTalk or financial influencers. What tips can you give in assessing the financial advice that we get on TikTok?
Sure. So here, always, and I mean always, take any financial advice that you get on social media with a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
Especially because it's coming from social media. Think of it like this, Gia. Your legitimate financial advisors are regulated and they are hired by compliant financial service providers. I'm talking about banks, asset managers, insurers, you name it. They are all licensed and they report to the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. You will never see them giving financial advice on social media.
Yeah.
And that's because they get paid to do that, and they have a responsibility to exercise that right only in a work setting, not on social media. I mean, I'm all for democratizing access to simplified financial education. However, once you find yourself at a point whereby you're providing an instruction of what people should do, you're going to land yourself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I think people may consume the information that they do find on social media to learn and empower themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't ever find yourself deciding on something or pulling the trigger because someone on Twitter told you it's lucrative. It will never end well.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm about to let you go. I know it is the 11th. Payday is coming up in a few days, the 15th, the 20th, and it literally just dawned on me that the salary that we will be getting this month is probably what is going to be carrying us over into the festive season. How do you think people can ensure that they stretch their finances up until the next month, and what financial planning advice do you think is important for the festive as well as Black Friday?
Sure. So if I can just answer this question twofold, right? I'll just start off with the payday part and about how to stretch the money, and then I'll just get into the concept of Black Friday. I think it's equally important to touch on, especially because people will be buying stuff a lot during Black Friday. Just in terms of payday coming up, dude, I would say that pay yourself first. So by that, I mean open an emergency savings account and park some cash there. Once that is done, you can then spend whatever remains. Festive season gets awfully long once we exhaust our funds much earlier. To mitigate this, first save and then buy in bulk. What I would like to highlight here is that the non-perishable food that you add to your shopping list in December will ultimately carry you in January after all that fun is done and the bank account is running dry, right?
Yeah.
And just in terms of Black Friday and careful spending and what consumers can be mindful of, if I can just say that it starts off by first making a list of all the items that you want to buy before you go shopping. And you just have to be diligent enough to only buy those items and then call it a day.
Yeah, and hang on. I'm just going to have to cut you short there. We're quickly going to head into an ad break and then we'll just continue with the tips for Black Friday.
We take you on a slightly different perspective in understanding conservation. If you thought...